This is Zach Childers. Welcome back to another Real Estate Investing Talk Show. I am your real estate coach. I welcome you back. Listen, if you've been listening to us on podcast or our radio show, you know what we're here doing. We do it every Tuesday at 1:30 Eastern time zone. Why? Because we're bringing value to you to help you grow your real estate business and take you to the next level. Why? Because I want to help everyone I can get into this game called real estate investing. See, the other side of that is I need you on my Facebook page. If you're just listening to me on the radio or you're catching me on a podcast, you need to be on our Facebook page. We have a great community on there. We have students helping students. We have people that have been with us forever. We have new people coming on board. We have seasoned people coming on board. You can actually communicate. You can ask questions on that side. So you need to go to REISuccessacademy.com/Facebook. Jump over there, be part of our Facebook community, enjoy what we do. I'm all about creating ripples in the marketplace. I want to be different. I want to help more people than I did last year, and I want to help more people next year than I did this year. And so that can only be achieved by getting the message out there. And that's why I lean on you as my students, my fans, my community to help share this message. Because one of the things that I am proud of is how we keep real estate investing simple. We don't overcomplicate it. I show you simple things every week that you can apply to your business to help grow your business. And if you think that I'm telling you a bunch of fluff, you can literally go on my Facebook page and you can ask anybody on there that's been with me for a while, and they'll tell you the same thing, that I am the real deal. I am a real estate coach, and they will be able to share the truth, not me. But they will. And that is our students, our fans, our followers. So I encourage you to participate in that, okay? Now, what is our topic for today? Our topic for today is something very simple. Listen, I don't want to overcomplicate this. Now, can I sit here for hours and build out an entire marketing funnel for you in over 40 different ways to generate leads and all the different inbound processes and the lead intake and the call centers and the scripts and the autoresponders? Yes, I could. But here's the thing. You don't need to do all that right away. You're just getting started. If you're brand new, you just need to focus on simple activities that will start to generate lead process, okay? One of the biggest activities, and we did a call on this a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago, was about calling, about doing outbound calling. But on another note, I want you to write something down for me. Well, if you're driving listening to me, you might want to wait. But if you're watching me on Facebook, I want you to listen. The simplest activity that you can do outside of calling is to understand that there are real estate opportunities all around you. And you just need to drive and find them, okay? Find them. And we're going to talk about this. But the other side that I want you to be aware of is real estate investing is a lead service. We're trying to acquire as many leads as possible. And you will never acquire as many leads as you want simply having an agent on your team. An agent is going to find you leads that are known as public lead sources, which means what? Everybody knows about them. Your neighbor knows about them. Other investors know about them. You know about them. They know about them. We know about them. Everyone knows about them. So the way to move you into a better position for lead control is to create multiple lead sources, right? So if you was to say, this is me down here, this is my bucket, and I'm trying to create deals into my bucket. Now, for those of you that are listening, I'm drawing on my whiteboard, and you probably can't see that. That's why you need to be on my Facebook page, okay? But you need multiple lead sources. You need lead sources, lead sources, lead sources, lead sources, lead sources, all filtering down into my bucket of deals, okay? You need all of that working for you, and here's why. Because you can get free lead sources, you can get paid lead sources, you can get all kinds of lead sources, but you need multiples. You need bird dogs, agents, property management companies. You need call outbound dialing, inbound dialing. You need it all. But here's what I want you to understand. I don't need you to do all of it right away. You understand that? Like, I just need you doing some small activities to create momentum in your business. Look at all them hearts coming across there. I love that. I got some people loving me over here. Look at here. Hey, listen, if you're just joining me, this is Zach Childers, your real estate coach, and I'm here to help you. But I need you to share this stream. That's what I need you to do. I need you to share this stream. Can you see who's sharing the stream, Jill?
I believe so, yep.
Let's do something for somebody. Let's find some winners. Let's find some people that are sharing the stream. If you're sharing the stream, I'm going to give you something today. I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you something special, okay? Yeah, you guys know me. When I'm in the giving mood, you better watch out. But that means you got to share the stream. You got to get it out there. Let other people know what's going on and how easy this business can be, okay? So with that said, you got to keep it simple. So our simple process for today is driving for dollars. And so what is driving for dollars? You might have heard about it, but you might say, ah, yeah, but that's no new fancy way of doing it. Guys, I could blow you up with fancy new ways of finding leads. But let me tell you something. If you're brand new and you're just trying to get one freaking deal done, you don't need a bunch of fancy new ways to do it. You only need a few simple free ways to get it done. That's all. A simple free way to get the thing done. You need to get... Hey, let me ask you this. I want you guys to type into Facebook right now if you're on my Facebook channel. And if you want just simple ways to get a deal done, just type in Keep It Simple Zach. Keep It Simple Zach. Just type it in. I want to know you're with me because the more simple we can keep it, the better we're going to get deals done, okay? Dreaming all the time. All right, Bill. You got to keep it simple, guys. That's the way to get this stuff done, okay? So let's keep going. So what are we trying to achieve? Well, we're trying to achieve finding deals. So what are we doing? When we're driving for dollars, I want you to identify a few things, okay? Let me help you out here. So if this is your normal way to work, woo, okay, but you got all these neighborhoods back in here, right? You got neighborhoods, you got neighborhoods, you got neighborhoods back in here. Driving for dollars is simply put, you need to be going somewhere different to work and home every single day. I'll never forget when I first started, we used to go out and drive neighborhoods all over in California just driving for dollars because here's why. I don't need you driving the highest end neighborhoods. So here's what I want you to keep in mind. If you're average in sold properties, if your average sold property in your area is say $200,000, okay, then you're looking for neighborhoods that are $200,000 or below. That's what you're looking for. We're looking for neighborhoods that we can acquire properties that need work, that are older, that need some advantages by putting, you know, fix up into it. So if it's $200,000 in my market, I'm looking to go drive neighborhoods that are under that price point. You understand? So I'm going to get a map out and drive those. So what are we doing? I'm literally out there just driving around neighborhoods. I mean, it was so funny. When I first started, I used to pull a map out before they had MapQuest. Yeah, I'm a little older than some of you, so it's okay. I'm seasoned. But I would get a map out, and I would literally drive up one street, come around, drive down the next street, come around, drive down the next street, turn around, go up a street, go down a street, go up a street. The beauty of that is I'm not just finding deals, but I'm literally canvassing a market. I'm getting an idea of what every neighborhood looks like in a market. It gives me boots on the ground to understand what's going on in my market, what's being sold, what's not being sold, what's out there, what does the neighborhood look like, how is it moving, what's the activity of that neighborhood. It gives me an advantage. And so what is driving for dollars? It is I am out literally driving neighborhoods, identifying a property type. Now, you guys listen to me on the radio or on podcast, stay with us because I'm going to come back to you and talk about what exactly are we looking for and what you need to identify to find the best deals. I'll be right back. Hey, it's Zach Childress, your real estate coach, and I'm back. So where I left you off at is we're talking about driving for dollars today and how simple it can be, just using simple strategies to get your business going. One thing I'm a big fan of is this. I'm a fan when you're brand new or you're trying to get back into the business or you're trying to get your first deal done, I am a super fan of you keeping it simple to just focus on strategies that will allow you to get to your first deal. That's what I'm a fan of. How do you get to your first deal? How do you do it quickly? And how do you do it simple? listen, I could blow your mind with advanced strategies. I could blow your mind with all kinds of other different ways to do it. But that, listen, that doesn't do you any good as an investor. What does you good as an investor is understanding, keeping it simple. What do I need to do? What can I do today to get me better? What can I do tomorrow to get me another deal? What can I do the next day to learn more about the process? And so that's what I'm here to tell you about. So we're talking about driving for dollars. What is it all about? Driving neighborhoods, finding the ones that are below the median sell price of that city. So you want to stay in those targeted neighborhoods. What are we looking for? That is another big topic. People say, well, Zach, if I'm driving around, what am I looking for? Well, let me help keep it simple again for you. I just want to keep following Robert's statement. Kids, keep it simple, Zach. I love that. I need to get a shirt. Hey, let's get a shirt for that. Keep it simple, Zach. I'm for real. We need to write that down. Robert done gave me a marketing idea over here. We need to send Robert something. Let's send Robert.
We'll send him the very first shirt.
First shirt. All right. Well, Robert, you're going to get my very first t-shirt. It's going to be called the Kids shirt. Keep it simple, Zach. keeping it simple and Zach, I don't know. So what are we looking for, guys? What we're looking for when we're out driving for dollars, we are looking for signs. What are signs? Well, obviously, one of the biggest signs you can find is boarded up windows, right? Boarded up windows are a plus when we're looking for abandonment. Another, keeping it simple, is looking for mail in the mailbox, stuff in the mail. The mailbox on the next to the door, it's stuffed with mail or it's pouring over. The mailbox on the front of the door, it's stuffed with mail. Those are signs we're looking for. Another sign we're looking for is newspapers stacked up. When they're throwing out the papers, that's stacking up on the door or the driveway or by the mailbox. Other signs what we're looking for is grown up grass. You know, where the grass just isn't being mowed or it's becoming obtuse, right? It's just getting too much and people aren't taking care of it. Other things that we look for is just, you know, damaged property, like the windows might be busted or holes are in the window. We're looking for all these signs of abandonment, like just somebody just doesn't care about the property anymore and they've left, or it's, you know, it could be sitting waiting to go into a foreclosure process, or it could be an inherited property that someone has inherited that they're just not taking care of. It could literally be a burned out landlord that has a property that needed work and they don't have money to fix it up, and so it can't rent, so it's just sitting there. These are all simple signs that give us the identity that these properties probably have a distressed seller in some way, shape, or form, because either they can't fix it up, they live too far away, they're basically walked away from it because they've given up on it. And these deals are out there. You will be surprised if you just start taking a different way to work and home every day, driving through these types of targeted neighborhoods so that you can identify these types of properties, right? And when you find them, you want to write the address down. You need the address, okay? The other things I'm looking for is post on the door, like, you know, abandonment post, or the city may come by and post a violation on the door. I'm looking for all this stuff. I'm just creeping through the neighborhood, looking for signs is what I'm looking for. And let me tell you why this is important, because here's why. When you're brand new, I get it. The biggest problem is when you're brand new, number one is you're trying to do your first deal. That's all you're trying to do. You just want to do your first deal. You're just trying to make some money to prove to yourself it works, to prove to your family it works, to prove to your friends that it works, because they probably thought, oh, you're crazy. You've never done real estate before. How's this journey going to work for you? So it's to prove to them it works. So the first goal is to do first deal. The other challenge that you run into is a lot of times you don't have the knowledge or the dollars to go out and start big marketing budgets. And see, that sometimes prevents people from getting started. Because why? Because they're listening to the wrong person. They're listening to somebody that's told them they got to spend all this money on marketing. They got to have online marketing running. They got to have big direct mail budgets. And that is literally not the truth. And the problem with that is it takes somebody brand new trying to do their first deal, and it puts them on the back seat because they think now they got to go out and build all this money up before they can actually even do a deal. And that's just not the truth. When you get started, you can literally start with doing just one deal a quarter. Let me explain that to you. If you just did one deal a quarter, and let's say you were wholesaling and you're making $10,000 a deal, that's literally an extra $40,000 a year just doing one every 3 months. Add $40,000 to your non-existing income now and you're doing great. Add $40,000 to the income you're making now and you're doing great. That's the point I'm trying to make to you. You don't have to be in this mass production process that you think you have to have getting started. That's next level stuff. That's scaling up. All you need to be doing right now is focusing on how to get that first deal done and what's the cheapest way for you to do that. Well, obviously you got to invest in your education. You got to get trained. That's one of the things you have to do. But the second thing you got to understand is you don't need to run into the market with this huge marketing budget to get a deal. You just need to start implementing strategies that require you to spend some time in your business to go after and identify these deals. Hence why we're keeping it simple. Like today's training is driving for dollars. That cost you what? Some gas money. Some gas money is all it costs you, right? You're going to be driving around, taking pictures of the property, writing the address down, and moving on, okay? So what are we doing? We're driving neighborhoods that are below the medium sell price in our neighborhood, looking for properties that are at least 15 years or older. That's what we're trying to identify. What are we looking for once we're out there? We're looking for any types of signs of abandonment or distressed or damaged or boarded or, you know, violation stickers or tags on the door. That's what we're looking for. You will be surprised at how many of these you will find. And why is this a benefit to you? Because they're not listed. They're not for sale yet. They're not on the MLS, which means all of your competition has not identified them yet. They haven't even seen them yet because why? They're not actively on the market. It's huge. Hey, listen, for my radio listeners, I'm going to come right back to you. We got one last part to our show today, and that is how do we find these owners? So I'll come right back to you. Hey, it's Zach Childers, and I'm back. This is your real estate coach, and we have been talking about simple ways to find deals with no money, okay? What's the simple ways to find deals with no money? Well, one of them today is literally driving for dollars. Now, people say, well, Zach, that's so old school. It sure is, because guess what? It works. It's how I got started. I literally had no money. I had to find deals every way I could, and one of them was driving for dollars. That's right, driving for dollars. I've laid out the first two processes in this training today already. What are we doing? What are we looking for? And then the second part is how do we find the owners once we've identified these deals? Now, one of the things I want to get clear with you is this, and I've been talking about this over and over again, is that you do not need a bunch of money to jump into this business with marketing. Some people make it so complicated for you guys that it either frustrates you, aggravates you, or runs you off because you don't think you're ready for it. You are all ready for it. You understand that? You're all ready for it. You're all ready for it. You just need to get to the right place, the right family, the right support, the right commitment, and the right understanding, and you will succeed at this, okay? That's the understanding of what I'm trying to get you to keep it simple. As Robert said, the KISZ, keep it simple, Zach formula, okay? So what's the last part of today's training? It is, how do you find the owners? Okay, so let's talk about this, okay? When I get to Zach, I can get it to you. Thanks, Richard. So what are we doing? We've identified the property. We know where we're going. We know the neighborhoods we're looking for, right? We done went into this neighborhood. We done drove around. This is a $200,000 market. This neighborhood is selling for $125,000. We found one here. We found one here. We found one here. We found one here. All right. We've identified them. Now what we want to do is we want to get a hold of the owner. So let me tell you what I used to do and why it works. First off, I would write the address down. Okay, that's the first thing I would do. The second thing that I would do is I would go in that neighborhood and I would either put a flyer on the front door. I would literally print a flyer out that says, "We will buy your house as is, cash, no closing fees to you, no real estate commissions," and I would literally tape it to the front door. Tape it right to the front door with my phone number and email. Why? Because let's say that they came by to look at the property. Well, they don't want any notifications left on the door, so they'd go pull my flyer and give me a call. The other thing that I would do is I would drop a postcard, because why would I mail a postcard? Let me explain this to you. I would put a postcard in the mail only because I'm trying to see if it has a forwarding address. So I would mail a postcard. If I got four houses in this neighborhood, you understand those four postcards are going to cost me somewhere around, I don't know, 60, 70 cents a postcard. So we're talking $3 to mail those properties that no one else knows about because they're not on the MLS yet. Okay. So I would then drop a postcard that basically says, I want to buy the property. I'm interested in the property. But what I'm doing is I'm trying to identify if they're getting returned to me or if they're getting forwarded to the new address or the forwarding owner's address. That's what I'm looking for. Because if it gets returned to me, then what I know is the owner of that property is not getting any of the mail. So at that point, I'm going to move that over to some form of skip tracing services. I might even go on the probate site and pull up the records of the property address and see who the owner is so I can identify the name of the person that I'm going to be communicating with. And then once I identify that, I can see maybe from there if there's a forwarding address and I can mail directly to that. Most all cities have an online database where you can do property lookup searches, okay? Where we're from, it's our probate site. You might be your probate site where you are. What do they call it here, Jill? Records of file or something like that. We go in our probate site, we pull up... Well, it's public records, but we can search like address. We can search a name. We can search a block number. We can search a parcel number. Anything you have, you can research to pull up the owners of records. Okay. So on top of that, if I do get it back and I can't find the owner of record on any type of probate site that shows me where the owners are, I am going to put that address into a skip tracing process. And here's why. Because I can tell you that if that property, if I'm mailing, it's coming back to me and it's coming back to other investors, they're stopping there. So I'm going to go a little bit further than my competitors are so that I win every single time. The skip tracer is going to find me where that owner has gone to. And then I'm going to mail that owner and say, look, have you seen your property lately? Well, I have, and you should sell. That is literally going to be the headline of my postcard. Have you seen your property? I have, and you should sell. And here's why, because the other side of the equation is that they may not even realize that their property is in that shape. They might live out of state and inherited it. They might have moved and not realized it, or they might be in foreclosure and just abandoned the property. And now I'm telling them, hey, I'll buy it from you. And that might be what they're looking for, as is condition. And so I'm tracking down these owners. I'm looking for them and I'm tracking them down. My point to you is the cost associated with this is literally minimum. You don't go to Starbucks one day. You've got enough to mail four or five people. You follow me? That's it. The other side of the equation is putting the flyer on the door. Believe it or not, there are people that leave their properties that way and they'll drive by it just to kind of see what's going on with it. And boom, there's your flyer. It's a golden egg. Driving for dollars is an absolute gold mine if you get out there and you actually do it. Okay. What's the secret to driving for dollars? Going somewhere different every single way to work and to home and getting out on a Saturday and driving. Here's the benefit of it, guys. Not only does it help you find deals, but it also teaches you about your market. It teaches you about neighborhoods. You get to get out in these neighborhoods and you start identifying what each of these neighborhoods look like so that you have a better understanding of what that's going to look like for you as you increase your marketing and you do start to scale up your business. So, hey, listen, for my radio and my podcast listeners, this is your Real Estate Investing Talk Show. This is your coach, Zach Childers, and I'll see you guys next week, 1:30 Eastern Time Zone. If you want to join us on Facebook, go to REISuccessacademy.com/Facebook and be on the inside. Ask me questions. But until then, enjoy the journey. I'll see you next time.